The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's almost like being in love.
Almost like being in love, baby.
There's a smile on my face for the whole human race.
Well.
Why, it's almost like being in love.
Oh, are you in love, Al? You in love with your wife, man?
Sure I am.
You in love with that Gumata you went and saw when you went to Red
Bank?
Listen,
I love all of my friends.
Yeah.
All of my friends. But I do love my wife.
Feeling full
my
of
son
love.
Asked me last night, he said, you love me more than mom. And
whoa!
I said, oh, Jack,
whoa!
The love that I have for you and the love that I have for your mother are two different types of love.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's.
I love my kid. I would do anything for my kid.
Yeah.
I'd die for my kid.
Yeah. You know
my wife?
He's the worst.
Yes, no, I
You're
love
You're the worst.
Her. I love her. What?
You
setting up for that
if
one.
If you won the lottery, you said you would be a ghost.
She has 1 hour to get to Teterboro. If she can't get there in an hour, not my problem. I'm on the plane.
With
I'll
the
send
Gumata.
You a check.
The Gumata.
I didn't say I'd be on with...
Whoever gets to Teterboro first, the Gumata or Al?
It's either Margaret or Jennifer.
No, I never said who would be on the plane with me. I just said you have an hour to get to the plane. That's it.
You're almost like...
If not, I'll forward you a check. It's not a problem.
In
love.
We're laughing before we go in. Hey, good morning. Great to have you with us. Hey, man, all the nonsense of the world, the craziness of Washington, Albany, Trenton, and all over, just disregard it. We're trying to just take the high road, and we'll get to the issues of the day and the phone calls. Thank you for all the good, wonderful gifts that you send to us. And don't forget to leave us in your will. Like Soupy Sales, remember? Send us your money, kids. call Mike Connors and leave us in your will.
I'm serious about that. Actually,
Frank is. He's got a lot of debt. If you have money.
I'm not joking.
Frank would really like for you to put him in
honestly,
his will.
Whatever meager assets you have, if you are one of
our... Can we get arrested?
Picture this scenario.
I'm not joking.
But picture this scenario. Frank Morano being called like on a monthly basis to go to readings of wills,
yes.
To go to lawyer's office.
Get the bag!
Mr. Morano.
Fortune!
You've been bequeathed the sum of $7.56.
You know what? That's all I'm asking is a thought. That's
thought.
It. I'm not.
So you're going to go to the lawyer's office for a thought.
Yeah.
Frank, we thought about putting you in our will.
No. Exactly.
Not so much.
Leave me a little something.
Just a little something. Little ice.
Right, a little
De Niro,
something for the
effort. De Niro and Reggie
Ball? Honestly, you know what? So
where's James Rosen, by the way? I need a James Rosen and De Niro impression.
Don't you have to pay tax on that, though, if you're left
on the James Rosen impression?
You have to pay taxes on everything you earn.
Not yet.
But honestly, in America, people pay tips for people that they're going to never meet again, right? Waiters wait on them one time.
I wouldn't know anything about
that. The barista.
Just no deal.
At Starbucks.
Get your battery put in your car.
Exactly.
No clue. It's none.
No, but so I am with these people.
My guy.
I am with these people. We all are. Every single day.
Around the kitchen table.
Exactly. We're with them at a time when they would never, ever allow another human being with them. When they're alone in their bedroom.
You're right.
When they're taking a shower. When they're having breakfast by themselves. When they're driving alone in the car.
I mean, this is not disturbing.
And yet, they don't think twice about leaving $5 for mediocre service at a diner. And yet, they're not going to leave us something in their will.
Morano. Morano.
This is creepy.
So thank you. Somebody
not the pizza.
So you'll remember the gal's name, Borelli Benelli. Benelli.
Yeah, Deborah Benelli.
Thank you, Deborah. Look at this La Befana. They sent.
Deluxe seats.
Come on, Joe.
That's a sin. What's the matter with you? Pray to the cross. Turn around. Pray.
Five second rule.
The thing is shattered now. It's done. It's done. You broke it when you opened it.
I broke my
broom. Broke the broom.
I broke.
Look at it. Still, it's falling apart. Oh, this
you must
is
be
over.
Getting lessons from George.
Wait for the cat. You're lucky the cat's brown and not black. There's a cat on there.
I get that. Buffon is decapitated. Wait.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Her head, you decapitated. First Roosevelt, now La Befana.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
I broke the whole Befana. Well, the thing is, I was saying when we cookie. I put it down, Frank started eating it.
It's a cookie.
It's too much.
It's two months old, Marana.
It's 3 weeks old.
Deborah, thank you. I'm so sorry.
Please, put that in there.
No, I'm not throwing it away if you're guilty.
What are you going to do with it? You're going to put it in your car?
George, give me a close up. Come to church. Come to church.
Throw that out.
I am Bufana.
Bufana's a witch.
Look at it. Al, come to church, please. I'm calling for you, Al.
I'm burning.
Throw me away.
I'm burning. Throw that out. Come on, please. It's a sin. You're going to have cockroaches in it. Yeah. Do we have a Teddy Roosevelt action?
George, give me a close up.
We're doing it.
Yes. 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 Come on, throw that out.
Praise Jesus.
I'm holding this filthy
garbage.
That's
the best meme, Matt, you have made.
That was Matt Sambolin. Oh, that was yours?
No, that was Matt. Wait, no. Go close, Georgia. This is great. Because here's what we got to do. And believe me, we have news.
We're doing a reenactment of the French Revolution.
Teddy Roosevelt and La Befana.
Where's the Rough Riders when you need
them? Vote now, 877-970-2999. Which one should we put together? You know? Hey, how are you? Hey, how you doing?
Does he really want to go to church? I don't know.
Look at Al holding the garbage.
Yes, because I want you to throw it out because
don't get ahead of yourself.
No, thank you, Deborah. And now, the point I'm making, too, here is this is one of the most beautiful cakes I've seen. It's a Christmas cake. When was Christmas?
4 weeks ago.
We just got it. Well, it was in the freezer. Hope out front, beautiful Hope, said, Joe, did you get your cake? And I went, what cake? It was in Hope's, like, the freezer they keep in the sales department there. I don't know who sent this, and I apologize for that.
Why wouldn't we have been alerted to this? Like, you've
been someone said, no. Darren sent something to us.
Who?
Darren. He said somebody
said,
Matt, did they say who sent it to us? This cake?
No.
So Hope said, Joe, it's been since Christmas. Since Christmas. So I said, it's okay. Al Gattula will eat it.
Put it down. You're going to drop it. Drop it. It's going to be cake, melted cake all over the floor. Stick your nose even closer into that. That's the shot you got to get, man. Him shoving his nose.
My nose is bigger than the cake.
Look at that. Get it, Red. There you go. Real close.
I can snort it. It smells sour. Here, you try it.
I'm not going to try that.
Remember David Brenner's great bit? This tastes awful. Taste this.
Yeah.
Remember that bit? Mm-hmm. The late great David.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
No.
You just did. You just kissed it. For God's sake. I mean, come
I'm
on.
I'm going to put Befana right on top
of
the cake.
Great. It's so fresh now.
All right.
Look at that. Good.
You got it?
Please, take a piece. I want a slice.
All right,
Help me, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's bring
Mr. Bill.
I'm sorry. 12 minutes after 9 o'clock.
No.
These guys. So, Matt, thank you. Matt Conklin is with us. Sorry. Yeah, it's into the microphone. Thanks for all the great work you do media-wise. It's great, man. We appreciate it very much. And you don't know where the cake came in because you bought the kind enough to bring the cake in. We have no idea.
No idea.
I wonder. I think it might be from Plaza College. I don't know that for a fact.
You know, Plaza College, Chuck Callahan, I told you, wrote a check for the church, which I thought that was the nicest thing in the world. I want to thank him on the air because I didn't take a note.
To buy a new cake since... We didn't get to this one.
No, that was great because Our Lady of Victory down the road wanted to do a little fundraiser. Don't eat that, Frank. It's so old, but you're going to eat the Befana?
He's eating cheese in his car for weeks, and he ate it. Come on.
It's good, though, huh?
It's great. It's gingerbread.
I guess it doesn't go bad, gingerbread, right?
No, gingerbread stays fresh for months.
So good.
When he breaks his tooth, he has to leave the show.
If his head falls off, then I'm going home.
Yeah, then we got a problem.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Hey, Joe on the radio, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I see it. Let me go to grab a couple calls, and I apologize. We have a lot to get into today. Matt, thank you for the cake. Share it with the mice? With the cockroaches?
I'll do my best.
They'll eat anything.
But thank you for bringing that in. Thanks for the fine work you're doing, man. Appreciate it very much. Oh, my gosh. Hey, let me go to Glenn, our buddy in Queens, New York. Hi, Glenn. What's on your mind this morning?
How are you, Joe? I'm in grief. I was taking care of my brother, and he slipped on me. I had to do CPR in the morning when I discovered him.
The thing is, good work. And you see, okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
yes.
I didn't think I should be on the air, but I have a new word: annexical.
Annexical means
Annex Mexico.
Oh, Annex Mexico. Annexico. Oh, Annexico. Ah, very interesting. All right. Hey, Glenn, we wish you all the best with your brother. Great job saving your brother. Good luck in Greece. And it's we always appreciate you. Always welcome on the air. I guess the brother's okay that he can call America. And Hank. Hey, Hank. Is that our Hank?
Yeah.
Hank, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, brother?
Good morning. What Frank just mentioned, I was wondering, I have no problem leaving you guys a few bucks, but I also owe about $50,000 to the IRS.
Oh, boy.
Can I include that? Maybe Frank could pay it off for me.
You got it. Frank will make a deal with you. Hey, Hank, don't worry. Save Hank. Hank, did you make a donation to the Mattingly Charities? Did you win something from the Mattingly Charities?
Frank, Joe, if you want me to say it, I'll say it.
Yeah, it's okay. Why?
Yes, I did.
This is great.
Yes, I did.
No, I love that, man, because that was online. I was in Evansville, and you made a donation to the Mattingly Charity, and you got something, and we appreciate that very much, Hank. Wanted to thank you for that, brother.
I got a ball signed by you.
Did you? Thank you very much. I did. I signed the ball in the sweet spot, Hank. And then Harold Reynolds signed the ball. Harold's a Major League Baseball player. He's a big star at MLB. And Don Mattingly is Don Mattingly. Why did they have me signing the ball? Hank buys the ball. I love you, man. Thank you for that, Hank. You're the best. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks. You're welcome, Joe.
All right. God bless you, brother. Appreciate it very much. Hey, 877-970-2999. It's quarter after 9 o'clock. All right. No more messing around now because we get upset when we see what's happening. There's no the shutdown. There's no end in sight. What's going to happen? The people now, and what bothers me is there, because you know me with federal workers and with government workers. A lot of these folks take these jobs. They're handed down from family to family to friends to friends, and it's all just kind of pension and welfare, and they don't really work, and they go in, they leave at like 4 o'clock. I talked to a government worker yesterday for something I had to do, and they were out of there 4 o'clock. Don't you wish you could leave at 4 o'clock? I can't. I work 24/7. So having said that, we always use the Jerry Seinfeld, Larry David. That was on Kirby Enthusiasm,
yeah,
right? Having said that, I feel terrible that the Coast Guard's not being paid. Now some vital people are not being paid. And even if they're going to be paid and the payment is postponed, it's wrong. So the president's got to step up and he's got to do something and maybe take the high road. But like Mike Gallagher said, he can't fold. Does the president fold? Does he not fold? Does the president say, all right, I'm done with playing this childish game. I said, go to Wall Street, Mr. President. Go to Wall Street. A phone call. Listen, I've seen Wall Street work. A phone call to some key folks can raise $1 billion probably in 30 minutes, maybe more, maybe less. And you say, look, all right, look, I got a billion. Now they're going to give me 1.2. I'll give another billion, and I'm gonna start construction on this wall, and we're going to just open the government. Just to open the government, because now I'm feeling for folks that do need the paychecks, Frankie Five Boroughs. Am I being too much of a bleeding heart when I say
no,
that?
No, to get the Coast Guard paid, you're a bleeding heart?
Yeah, minor detail.
To get
detail,
the FBI
right?
paid?
Right.
To get the TSAs that are busy preventing terrorists from getting on the airplane, to get them paid, you're a bleeding heart? No. Bleeding heart is giving money to somebody that, you know, isn't working, right?
It's not giving
people money for doing their job.
See, I'll tell you what.
Bleeding heart is giving a half $1 billion to Amazon for the privilege of coming here.
And then taxing us, doing a congestion taxing, and then taxing us and legalizing marijuana. That'll work out great. So, and I said earlier, when they could have worked it out in the Oval Office at my favorite meeting with the Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Donald Trump meeting in the Oval Office, when I keep saying, Chuck Schumer said, we'll do some kind of border, but you can't trust, I don't know that the Democrats are going to give in anything in any way.
They've been very clear that they're not.
So where do we go? Does the president take the high road? If he takes the high road, I love the president more. I'm telling you right now. If he takes the high road, look, you guys are childish. And they're in Mexico. And you know what? Is Fox News the only one showing the Mexican? They sent Rob Schmidt down there. And it was great that Fox News had somebody there. In Puerto Rico. All the Democrats went to Puerto Rico. I didn't see it on any other news network. Am I missing something here?
I did see it covered elsewhere. But I think, you know, your point's well taken is, you know, these folks are having a party while 800,000 Americans are really suffering. soaring, and the damage that this is going to do to our economy. The loss, if this continues just a little while longer, this is going to be about a $5 billion loss to our economy. It's going to cost our economy more than it will have been to fund the wall.
You're right. Now, what's happening with William Barr down there? When does that start this morning?
It has started just now. He's begun his confirmation hearings. So we'll see where that goes. He, of course, was the Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush, had no problem getting confirmed by the Senate then, and now Trump is appointing him now. So we'll see.
And we'll see what happens. And he has the authority to just take out Mueller and stop this whole fiasco. And that's what you're going to hear all morning long, the Democrats saying, you can't do this, Mr. Barr.
Right. He indicated yesterday that he wouldn't do that, that he would let Mueller complete his work and finish his
investigation. And Mueller's getting paid, you said, during the shutdown.
Yeah, all of his team are. All the investigators, all the attorneys he's hired. He's apparently an essential government employee.
It's scary. You know, Judge Napolitano made a brilliant point on Fox News yesterday, too. And I check all the news networks out, but he said something about, remember when they said Rosenstein, this is from the judge, Rosenstein, maybe, did you wear a wire? Maybe I'll wear a wire. Remember he said that?
Yeah,
and he said,
right, it's documented.
Yeah. Well, now, it was probably because after that New York Times story, if it had any credibility at all, exactly what was happening. We're going to investigate. Somebody in the FBI said, well, we got to investigate him after Comey's fired. And Rosenstein, in my mind, according to what the judge said, and this is me speaking
now.
Well,
no, it wasn't the judge. This was
I mean Judge Napolitano.
Judge said
it was then that Rosenstein probably made that statement, and he probably did make that statement and was going to wear a wire.
Well, he did make the statement. Nobody's denying.
He said he was kidding.
He was joking. Now,
apparently
I'm not sure which is worse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether you're going to joke about trying to wiretap the president in order to invoke the 25th Amendment, or if you're actually serious about trying to wiretap the president
to invoke
the 25th Amendment. Either way, the guy has no business continuing as the deputy attorney general.
Thank you.
And shame on the president for not firing him 6 months ago.
All right, fair enough. But the point of the matter is the Mueller probe continues.
Yeah. Thank you, Donald Trump. Fire Mueller. Fire Rosenstein.
Oh, talk about you know what? It would cause such an upset, but maybe what's the alternative,
well,
right,
Frankie? So who do you think would be upset by that not already upset with Donald Trump?
Yeah, anyway. Right.
I mean, it's causing too much of a distraction.
877-970-2999. Howard Husak is going to come in and talk about Ocasio-Cortez. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is she really the future of the Democratic Party? We'll chat with Howard about that momentarily. 921. The future of traffic everywhere is Debbie Duhaime. Hi, Deb. How you doing this morning, girl?
I'm doing great. I love seeing you guys.
Please. It's one of those mornings. One of those mornings.
La Befana
is absolutely destroyed, but thank you to Ms. Bonelli for sending
that. Yes.
We have all these goodies, and Frank's still eating it. It's about a month old.
Why not? you said it smelled a little bit off?
No, Befana was great. The cake was a little off.
Oh, the cake. That's what it was.
But the sales staff is scoffing it down now.
Of course. Why not?
It's a great. Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise at 922?
Well, the future of traffic is at 10 this morning. Tappan Zee Bridge, they're going to stop traffic at the Tappan Zee Bridge because they're actually demolishing the rest of the old Tappan Zee Bridge. So if you can avoid the Tappan Zee Bridge, get up to the Bear Mountain Bridge or down to the GWB, I would advise that. Let's go out to the PATH trains. We're seeing delays. Journal Square to 33rd and Newark to World Trade. It's all due to some ongoing signal problems. As you head to the inbound side of the GWB, moving smoothly right now. Outbound, it's some construction on the upper level. Lincoln 30 in Holland, still about 25. Traffic is building on 3 eastbound out by the Meadowlands. It's an accident waiting for you there. 27 getting up through Woodbridge, some construction. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you take it over to the southbound west side, getting down toward the 50s. Cross Island northbound at Union Turnpike, an accident there just cleared out of the way. Sunny today, high of 40 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager backs the president's convictions.
Reality trumps Trump. He had no convictions of which I was aware, and I opposed him vociferously when he was running for the nomination for president. Since he's been president, he has been a man of conservative convictions, the likes of which I have only seen once in my lifetime in a leader called Ronald Reagan.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 420 on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
That's what I like about you, baby. Joe on the radio. Come on. Tuesday morning in New York. Hey. You got this, baby. You got this Tuesday. That's what we love about you. Thanks for checking us out this morning on AM 970. The Answer. Love having you with us. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. We're having a crazy morning. We love having you with us. So I'm not going down. I'm not being negative. I traveled this great country. We come from the greatest country. We're great people. I embrace you through these airwaves. All they want us to do is hate each other. They want a racial divide. They want to tell us how bad the president. I'm not hearing that. Nothing. We're going to be all right. We're going to be okay. We're going to just try to get through it. I just wish we would maybe change our voting pattern in some of the more progressive states in which we live here in New York and in New Jersey. There will be state of the state addresses. Governor Cuomo is combining the budget and the state today.
Okay. Yeah, his budget address and all his right. state of the state.
All right. So we'll see how much congestion pricing I'm going to have to pay now and how much more taxes I'm going to have to pay in this beautiful, beautiful state. Unbelievable. They will not leave us alone. Attorney General nominee faces Senate confirmation. That is today. William Barr facing senators. Barr's confirmation hearing is scheduled before the Judiciary Committee. President Trump tapped Barr to replace fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I wonder if he's not going to go after Mueller, Frankie Five Boroughs, if William Barr gets confirmed and is not after Mueller, does he go after Hillary Clinton? Does he dig up anything with that whole FISA situation? Does he go where there's a whole land there that we've just kind of let go because we're concentrating on getting the president? Does he go back and he go, okay, you're going to get the president? I'm going to go get Hillary and what she did.
Well, no, I mean, so because Hillary was already exonerated by the previous attorney general, I don't think, you know, it'd be really unique to go back after a crime's already been investigated and they declined to prosecute, to then go back and say, we're going to prosecute.
It's
so I don't
take.
Think
good
that's
going to
happen.
Yeah.
Now, what you mentioned in terms of FISA abuse, I could absolutely see the new attorney general going after the abuses of the FISA process and these leaks that are coming out of the FBI all sorts of issues related to the investigation of Russiagate. I could see that happening. But who knows? We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, that's the big story down there. Bar exam, they're calling it down there. And the border troops mission extended. We're going to see the Pentagon on Monday extended the military's mission on the southern border by 8 months amid the ongoing partial government shutdown as President Trump vowed to never, ever back down. You know, he's not going to back down. How does the shutdown end? And Frank's right. He said it earlier before we went to break. And we'll go to Al with local news. I'm going to grab a phone call, too, I promise, 877-970-2999. But right now, the country's rating is a AAA. We're doing great. But this keeps on, then the rating, the whole country, rating drops credit-wise, correct, Frank?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and it makes it even more costly for us to borrow money. Now, it's already more expensive to borrow money because interest rates are going up. We have more debt than ever,
in terms
of raw numbers and as a percentage of the GDP.
All right.
So if you're going to see a credit downgrade on top of that, it's going to be a bad situation.
All right, Governor Cuomo expected to call for a plastic bag ban today. So again, when you see a homeless person and with all the plastic bags that they accumulate to poor homeless people that don't seem to be helped in this city, I guess they're not allowed to use plastic bags to keep themselves warm anymore. You know what I didn't touch on? It's 9:29. I want to go to a call before, but I have to touch on this kidnapped teens horror. What the heck happened? I don't like these stories because it's when Satan walks the earth. This guy takes a 13-year-old, right, and then he kidnaps her, kills the parents. This is like all the news. How in the name of God is this happening in the United States?
I don't know. Apparently, well, he had no criminal record. You know, apparently he saw the girl and said he wanted to, you know, kidnap her or whatever, and he ended up tracking them back to their house or whatever, killed the parents and took her. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a crazy story.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where the kid had no record. There was no, you know, warning of any type. He just decided this is what he was going to do.
And you tell me Satan doesn't walk the earth. Brexit on the brink. British Prime Minister Theresa May made an urgent last push to swing lawmakers' support behind her seemingly doomed Brexit deal before Tuesday's key vote, warning that its defeat risked torpedoing the UK's departure from the EU and betraying the vote of the British people. Let me go to Kevin before we break for Al. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for calling this morning. What is on your mind, my friend?
Oh, hey, Joe, right. The federal employees are very familiar with the access to the credit unions. They have announced the other day, the credit union.
Is that us or is that him?
That's him. That's his call.
Oh, Kevin, that's a great. Thank you. Call back, Kevin, if you get a chance. I got a break for Al, but Frank, it's a good point. I guess, but can you go to the credit union and say, look, I got no money because I'm not being paid? Is the credit union going to give you money?
Well, you know what? They may. And you know what? Banks that are trying to get some goodwill, like Wells Fargo or any of the other banks that we bailed out with $100 million in taxpayer money, you'd think they'd say, you know what? We're going to float you a zero interest loan until the conclusion.
Santander, I think, is doing that because I went to my Santander.
Some banks
is my bank.
Some banks
and when I went on the website to go and check something, it says on the top they have a thing. If you are a government employee and you're in whatever, please contact us. Yeah. So at least they're making the effort. Whether or not they do something about it, I don't know. We're seeing these horror stories of people calling banks to try and, you know, redo stuff, and they're saying, too bad.
Now, our friend Councilman Borelli has set up a food drive at his office to feed members of the Coast Guard that can't afford food and that need diapers.
See, this should be happening. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Frank. No. So if people want to bring food or diapers, you can go to Councilman Borelli's office in the South Shore of Staten Island.
You know, it looks good. I'm doing the triple kind of thing. It's a different kind of pocket square I'm doing, having trouble with this morning. But the fact of the matter is, the president, take the high road, say, look, I'm done with all this because he's going to cave. He's going to get stop with the caving. He's the president. He's standing strong. He's going to build the wall. The wall's going to be built one way or the other. But you can't just let folks who are now desperate for needs of a paycheck, you know, just to fill that gap. And you know what? To your point, guys, what's the government going to do? If you owe the electric company, they're not going to wait. They don't wait. Nobody waits.
Well, the people in the White House are not paying their water bill either. Yeah. So it's a bad situation. Now, before 1980, this never used to happen. If there was a gap in terms of funding, they would just continue funding at the previous levels of spending, which is exactly what should happen. It was the Attorney General in 1980, his name escapes me at the moment, but it was under President Carter, who said, you know what, it's actually unconstitutional for us to keep paying bills when there's been no agreement on spending. So that's why prior to 1980, this never happened. And it's only this memo from the Attorney General that sent this at the time that's kind of caused this modern day nature of government
shutdown. Mitch McConnell should have just done, he should have nuked it. He should have picked the nuclear option, gone for the nuclear option.
But in fairness to him, I mean, I agree with you, and I've been saying that for years on legislation of all sorts. But it, as Peter King said this morning, you know, the president told Mitch McConnell he was going to sign the deal that they came up with, the $1.9 billion for border security. So it was the president changed too soon after hearing from the Freedom Caucus and Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter. The president, you know, kind of Mitch McConnell did have a deal, and he was willing to have the Republicans vote on the $1.9 billion compromise. But it was only after the president said, I'm not going to sign that, that we ended up in this kind of a situation.
All right. Thank you, Frankie. 934. Big Al is standing by right now, has the headline news on AM 970, theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
29 degrees at 934. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A party has been set up to watch crews demolish the old Tappan Zee Bridge this morning. Lyndhurst Mansion is inviting guests to view the controlled explosion. Tickets priced at $20. Organizers say they expect to sell out with demand high. Explosives will blow up what's left of the old bridge around 10 this morning, and officials are warning drivers to expect traffic tie-ups at that time. Some restaurants in Rockland and Westchester counties offering specials to lure customers during the demolition. Gambling revenues are way up in the Garden State. The State Division of Gaming Enforcement announced yesterday that gaming revenue totals for December 2018 in New Jersey were at $258.9 million, an increase of over 25% from December of 2017. The industry's total gaming revenue for 2018 was about $2.9 billion, up around 9% from the 2017 total. As for sports wagering, the gross revenue was measured at $94 million since it kicked off on June 14th. In sports, as you heard here last night on The Answer, Syracuse, the upset win in overtime over number one ranked Duke, 95-91. Tonight, Seton Hall will visit Providence, 6:20 pregame, 6:30 tip-off, and it's all right here on AM 970. The Answer, the Nets over the Celtics, 109-102. Devils beat the Blackhawks, 8-5, and the Yankees, they are mourning the loss of former pitching coach Mel Stottlemyre. His wife says he passed away Sunday at age 77 after battling a form of blood cancer. Stottlemyre won 5 World Series titles as a pitching coach with the Yankees and Mets. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. You mentioned the Tappan Zee Bridge, and again at 10 this morning, they will have the traffic stop at the Tappan Zee Bridge, and it looks like they will be finishing the demolition of the old Tappan Zee Bridge. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the inbound GWB. An accident just cleared on the lower level, only 5 minutes in over at the GWB. Lincoln Tunnel looks like a 30-minute delay. Holland about 20. Let's go out to the Merritt Parkway southbound building, getting down toward exit 40 in toward Norwalk. It's an accident blocking 2 lanes over there, and on the Tacoma south of the Croton Reservoir Bridge. They just cleaned up some police department activity. Let's see what's happening as you take it over to the northbound side of the Cross Island. Some stop-and-go traffic getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge, and traffic is building on the Deegan. Deegan southbound stop-and-go traffic by the stadium with an accident blocking 1 lane. Sunny today with a high of 40, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone. Pray the rosary. Change your life. Change your world. Visit rayofhopefoundation.com to learn more and help their mission. That's rayofhopefoundation.com.
Now, if you received a letter in the mail from the state or from the IRS, received bank levy notices, or received a threat of wage garnishments, or if you just owe a lot and just want to settle, I will tell you there's only one company I would call, only one company I would trust, Rush Tax Resolution. I'll tell you why. You're going to get screwed beyond screwed if you don't call Rush Tax. 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255. Rush Tax has never had a single complaint. Zero complaint history. I'm not making this up. A-plus rating with the BBB. Now, it can be a disaster if things aren't taken care of right away. If you're a business owner behind in payroll taxes, self-employed, or a 1099 employee, and you owe back taxes or taxes of any kind, here's the number. Write it down. Don't put this off. 855-IRS-CALL, 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255, or go to RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from markers and pens to 2019 desk calendars.
And right now, a 12-pack of Sharpie markers and an 8-pack of Expo dry erase markers are only $4.99 each.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. Ends 1/19/19 in store only.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Tune in to Jay Sekulow Live. Special time today at 5:20 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I'm on my way.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio. I see the phone calls. Hold it right there. It's 877-970-2999, 939 on AM 970. The Answer with Frankie Five Burrows, Big Al Gattulo. What a morning. I love having you with us. And we're trying to get through it all. Mike Gallagher coming up in about a half an hour. You don't want to miss. Howard Husak is the vice president for research at the Manhattan Institute, contributing editor to City Journal. Howard, welcome. I am so sorry I gave you the wrong directions when you got off the elevator, man.
No, I made it, Joe. Thanks.
That was good. Howard goes, I don't want to mention the suite because it was, but he goes, is this the place? And I'm going, no, it's down there. I pointed him. Am I the worst in directions? I am so directionally challenged. I can't even tell.
You gotta get Waze, man. It's really good.
I just say, wait a minute. Let me check where I am. I point Howard to the other end of the hallway, so I apologize for that, man.
Just remember, you wanted to turn a certain place. Carol Alt said, no, turn here.
Well, so, if Carol Alt was giving me orders, right, I would have known where I was going. Hey, so Howard, you had a great piece in City Journal about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Everybody's talking about this gal. Is she the future of the Democratic Party?
Well, she's taken out some radical left positions that are definitely getting a lot of attention, but people don't understand how limited her actual voter mandate was. She won a primary election. You know how many votes she got in that election? 16,000 to be elected to Congress. Yeah, she got more in the general election, but that didn't count. The key was the primary election, and that's because there really aren't that many voters in her district. So if you're saying she's the future of the party, you'd want somebody who gets a lot of votes from a lot of voters.
Yeah, yeah.
But she has a district, and there are a lot of districts like this that are blue, where there aren't that many voters. You know why? Because there aren't that many citizens. You got to be a citizen to vote. Fewer than half, about 48% of the people in her district are actually Native Americans. Now, some of the immigrants could
Native
be
American, like Indian American?
No, I mean born in the United States.
Oh,
and citizens.
Oh, okay. I thought Elizabeth Warren was up there. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, well,
hey,
that's true.
Hey, so Howard, how did Joe Crowley lose that? How did he lose it? He was like a powerhouse. Crowley was a powerhouse there, right? How did he lose that? What did he do? He just didn't campaign or something like that?
Yeah, didn't take it seriously.
I mean, just enough to garner 16,000 votes. In the meantime, he might have been Speaker of the House right now.
Yeah, he had a darn good chance. Moderate Dem, you know, had a good chance.
God forbid, yeah.
You know, well, one of the things is people are saying, well, she's the future, must have been elected by Hispanics. Well, no. The Hispanics in that district, a lot of them are not citizens. That's the point I'm making here. Mm. It's easier to campaign when you don't have to get a lot of votes.
Yeah,
but
you
got a lot of hipsters that are moving in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she is the hipster, you know.
I got to tell you, I'm so organic on the show. We're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because everybody's talking about her. And then she tweeted the other day, the president said something, and then she tweeted derogatorily toward the president, oh, I met guys like this at bars when I was a bartender. And I just want to remind Miss Ocasio-Cortez that the president did not go to bars, he does not drink. So that was, aside from her little misstatements like that, I like the spirit of the girl. She's refreshing in the Democratic Party. I wish the Republicans had somebody like this. You know what's good in the Republican Party? Dan Crenshaw, the guy with the patch on his eye, the new congressman. I like that guy. He's new. It's fresh. I like that. And the one thing that I got to stick up about Ocasio-Cortez for, and you're going to call me and vilify me on this, it's okay. At least she's a communist. And she says she's a socialist, Marxist communist. She is. She just, it's all the state. It's all about the state.
And the state runs everything. I mean, what her key plans are like this green deal she has, right? It's all green deal. And then taxing 70% of millionaires. You have to make a certain amount of money to tax them at 70%. Is that what her stance is at this point?
That's her top tax rate, yeah. Right now we're at 39%, so just figure that out. It's almost double.
Yeah, and then what is this green message that she's talking about, this new green deal?
Well, this is this utterly impractical idea that by 2030, I think she's saying, we're going to convert the entire energy economy to renewables, everything. I mean, we're going to close down Indian Point in this metro area. Yeah. We're going to be lucky if we don't have blackouts.
Yeah.
Because we get, well, you know how much wind and solar are right now? Like 2%.
Yeah.
So that's going to go to 100%? How are you going to get there? With the Green New Deal. Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like that. Hey, you're also an expert in public housing in New York City. Why is public housing such a mess? And why don't the Democrats in de Blasio and Cuomo and Ocasio-Cortez deal with this NYCHA problem? They can't settle it, man.
Well, it's such a mess because they have not been putting the money into it for many, many, many years. Now they say, oh, well, Reagan cut it. Well, no, it wasn't supposed to work that way. NYCHA was supposed to be self-supporting. The rents were supposed to support it. But then anybody who had any money got out. The only people left were really poor, and they didn't have enough to pay the rent. So the whole thing went downhill. In other words, it's not only de Blasio and Cuomo. The premise of public housing was misguided going way back. There were no glory days, maybe when they cut the ribbons for a few years. So what they need to do is find a way humanely, slowly, get out of the business. That's what they need to do.
Is that right?
I think so.
And what do you think Governor Cuomo is going to talk about today? The congestion pricing? Talk to me about congestion pricing, please. I've been railing about it. You know what, Howard? You remind me of Bill Nye. You're like Bill Nye, the science guy.
I don't know much about science.
No, but you're Bill Nye, the political guy. I love this, man. Look at you with the button down and everything. And you come from the prestigious Manhattan Institute. You write for the prestigious City Journal. And you know this stuff inside out and backwards, man. Where'd you go to school, man?
I went to Boston University undergraduate. Oh, I went to Princeton graduate school.
Oh, God. See, I knew the intellect immediately. Born, you said from Cleveland? You're from Cleveland?
I am from Cleveland.
This is a great town. I love Cleveland, man.
It's a great town, but, you know, it lost a lot of population, including myself.
You got it. When did you get out, man?
69.
I know. It's so funny. I met a guy. We'll get back to politics. I met a guy yesterday with my daughter walking around trying to get something to eat. And the guy was so nice behind the counter yesterday. A sandwich bookshop. You probably know it on the Upper East Side over there, you know. And he was so nice. The guy was so friendly. And I said to this kid, he was a kid. I said, you know what? Thank you for being so nice. He goes, I'm not from here. The first thing he said.
I think New Yorkers are pretty nice. I lived a lot of my life in Boston. You want to see cold people?
Oh, is that right?
If you say hello to them on the street, they get you arrested.
No, is that right in Boston?
Absolutely.
So tell me about congestion pricing. And please explain to me in your intellectual way, if you would, Howard, what's the reasoning here? Because why, if I drive one place and then go into Midtown, then come back, and I'm rushed, and I have to pick up a child, number one, I have to go to work, I have to get home, the traffic is jammed at the Lincoln, I got to go to the Holland, it's going to cost me a fortune, and I'm going to be taxed now to pay for the subway. What is the reasoning of Governor Cuomo there?
The idea is actually to make it easier for you to make that drive, because people who are just kind of casually making the drive, they're not thinking too much about it, they're filling up the roads, and if you price it like you price anything, right? Price signals tell people, yeah, I really want that or I don't want it so much. I like lobster, but I don't want to pay $12 a pound. I like to drive through the Lincoln Tunnel to go to Zabar's, but I don't like it that much that I want to pay 10 bucks. So it would, in theory, ease the traffic. There are cities. London does it. I've been to Singapore, which is now everybody knows from Crazy Rich Asians, it's a crazy rich place. They got it there. There are zero traffic jams.
Movie. Yeah, I understand. You know, and then in de Blasio's state of the city, what's he going to be talking about? Him running for president or something like that?
He already gave it.
When was that?
One thing he didn't talk about, as far as your previous question goes, he didn't talk about NYCHA because he doesn't want to talk NYCHA because people are freezing in the dark in NYCHA.
Yeah, they don't even mention that. But what did he talk about? I missed that. Did he talk about running for president?
people inferred that.
Yeah, yeah, like Jake Tapper on CNN.
He talked about health care for all as if it's a new thing, as if we don't have a whole system.
Hey, you know, guilty as charged, by the way. I'm sorry to interrupt you. When was that on, Frank? When was it de Blasio's thing?
I think it was last Thursday.
Oh, my God. Oh, good. I'm glad I stayed on that. That's when he made that thing?
Yeah.
And then it went, oh, my God, it just went on. And now Governor Murphy's and Governor Cuomo today. All right, got it.
Made a strong impression on everybody, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so, especially Jake Tapper at CNN. Hey, Howard, thank you so much for joining us. Keep us posted. So the future of Ocasio-Cortez, what do you think?
I'd say right now it's bright in terms of being a celebrity. In terms of being an effective politician, I suspect marginal.
Marginal, yeah, in the future, right?
But celebrity, she's lighting it up. There's no doubt about
it. So what do we do with 2020? Who's coming in, Democratic side? Biden and Beto. Is that it?
Look, if Joe Biden were
Senator Gillibrand today.
Biden were 10 years younger, he'd be kind of...
Yeah.
He'd be definitely the front runner. He still might be.
Yeah, and what about Senator Gillibrand on Colbert today? Do you think she's going to go in, huh?
Did she used to be for gun rights?
Yeah, yeah. And she was best friends with Bill Clinton, so I don't know where she's going. So that's going to go away, you think?
That I can't tell
you. Yeah, she will. Listen, thanks, man. Keep us posted, Howard. Howard is vice president for research at the Manhattan Institute, contributing editor to City Journal, the Bill Nye of the political world. Thank you so much,
hey,
Howard.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, sorry
for
the wrong directions, man, and thanks for finally finding it here. Hey, let me go. You, before we go to break, I know Al, you're going to kill me. I got, can we go to Frank real quick because he's one of a dedicated listener. Frank, good morning. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, Governor, good morning.
Oh, yeah,
just want to talk about the governor, the current governor of the state of New Jersey.
Yes.
And his idea to give immigrants driver's licenses. There's an assembly bill, a Senate bill on the post there. It's got 16,000 signatures with a petition against. We need to get the word out there, Joe. This is something, look, if I got to go there and I got to come up with 6 points to get a driver's license,
yeah.
So should everyone else. And this is ridiculous. This is just a tool to create voters. That's all it is.
Is he going to address that today, Frank? You're saying that, Mr. Mayor? He's going to address that today, you think?
Well, I don't know if it's on his docket to speak about, but this is something that's under the radar. No one's talking about it. That's why I want to bring this to airwaves.
Thank you,
Mr. I know you can do it, Joey.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Keep us posted. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling. 10 before 10 o'clock, 9:50. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. There's Debbie Duhame. Hi, Debbie. How are we doing out there traffic-wise this morning?
Well, Joe, just want to remind everybody, in about 10 minutes at 10 o'clock this morning, there will be the traffic will be stopped at the Tappan Zee Bridge, and they're going to be doing demolition of the old Tappan Zee Bridge. So you may want to steer clear of that issue this morning. It's going to be closed for about 45 minutes at a time as they do the demolition. Let's see what's happening right now as you take a ride over to the LIE westbound. That's going to be stop and go right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Stop and go Grand Central Parkway West right into Kew Gardens. Inbound GWB about 15. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland Tunnel 15. Outbound side of the GWB upper. It's ongoing road work. Route 3 has construction getting down toward Route 17. And let's see what's happening as you head over to 27 North over in Woodbridge. It's some pothole repairs still going on, heading through that stretch as well. 684 southbound, exit 4 into Bedford. It's an accident in the process of being cleared away. And over on the subways, it looks like B trains were still seeing delays. And PATH trains are back on or close to schedule after some earlier signal problems. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security. To look out for the silent threats of today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock detects threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get an additional 10% off your first year.
I'm Lala Anthony. Acting can be hard, but over 1.5 million New Yorkers work for minimum wage, and that's really hard. That's why New York State is raising its minimum wage. Starting December 31st, just about everyone in New York City will make $15 an hour. See if you qualify at ny.gov/minimum wage. If you're not getting what you deserve, call 1-888-4-NYSDOL. Acting is make-believe. This $15 minimum wage is real. Sponsored by NYSDOL in cooperation with the NYSBA.
It's a joy to get to work with great people, and Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team who have brought us Relief Factor, and thanks to their physicians and the expertise, have brought tons of pain relief to plenty of people around the world, like me, having lower back pain, thinking I was stuck until I discovered Relief Factor. When Seth and Pete surveyed Relief Factor customers, they found that the majority of those who canceled the 3-week quick start had not taken 3 packets a day for a week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's what the 3-week quick start is all about. We want people to take the suggested number of packets, but this is a low-cost way. Pete and Seth are willing to lose some money on this quick start to make sure you're without the pain that you've been facing in your life. Go to relieffactor.com to take the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, just notify them. You're only out $20. Relieffactor.com, or if you want to give them a call, it might take a little while on the phone because there's big demand. 800-500-838. 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine this morning, mixing with clouds this afternoon, high 38. Partly cloudy tonight, though 26 in Midtown, near 20 in some suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny, becoming breezy, high 42. Thursday, some sun followed by increasing clouds and colder, high 33. A period of snow is likely later Thursday night, perhaps mixing with sleet or rain in some areas before ending early Friday. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 954. You know, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. I'm tired of dealing with dummies. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You got to not do what I did. Just let your car go a little bit. You got to go. If you make the phone call now, I'll give you 5 minutes, okay, till 10 o'clock. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes, if you call, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. I got to put my glasses on, like I don't tell you the number enough. And you can get to Route 22 Toyota. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Now, let me tell you why that's important. I lost my battery, man, last night. I mean, I thought that happened because I should have just gone. I'm so dumb. I'm telling you this every morning. And first 5 callers, next 5 minutes, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. If I just stopped there on the way home and had my car looked at and got a full multi-point inspection for free, I wouldn't have been stranded last night in New York City. Thank God it worked out. But listen, you want to do this now. All European models are excluded. And I'm going to give you till 10 o'clock. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change of filter from Route 22 Toyota, not to mention the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, not to mention that you don't got to deal with dummies. Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949, Route 22 Toyota. It is right there easily. I'm talking to myself here. It's so conveniently located, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
What?
Tommy, can you hear me?
What?
Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me?
I know you are, but what am I?
Hey, got a new tour and an album coming out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. I'll be there.
No. Let me it's not the same.
Kevin was so nice. He was such a good guy. He called up. Kevin, we got you back. We had little technical problems. What is on your mind? We're going to break. Yes, go ahead, sir. Please.
Sure. Yeah, the federal employees are very familiar with credit unions.
Okay.
And the National Credit Union Association announced recently that for the entire 800,000 furloughed employees, that cash advances of up to 90% of federal employees' regular monthly pay will be given. They've also said that they'll provide some 0% interest signature relief loans for 12 months.
Yeah.
And if they owe the credit union any money, they're deferring payment on pre-existing loans. So I don't understand, you know, if you have this is a cash flow problem. It's not an asset problem.
Yeah, that's a great point. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if the credit unions are going to step in and provide the cash flow, this resolves that issue, and nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, well, you just did, Kevin. We appreciate that very much. I love you for calling. You're the best. We always appreciate it. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Are you going to glue the Teddy Roosevelt back together?
I think he's a goner.
Well, where's the legs? Where'd the legs go?
Sagamore Hill.
Chopped at the knees.
Sagamore Hill. That was it. That was it. Albert, thank you. George, thank you. Thanks for your honesty, honest George. And thank you, Matt. And thank you, Matt Conklin and Emily. We appreciate it very much. And don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. You can check the podcast coming up about 11 o'clock if you want some silliness throughout your day right here on AM 970 The Answer. Proud to be with you. We'll do this again tomorrow, 6 a.m., AM970TheAnswer.com. Joe Piscopo telling you with all my heart, with all the respect and love I have for you, make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
28 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo expected to call for a plastic bag ban when he releases his executive budget. A bill banning single-use plastic bags failed to get by state lawmakers last year. Cuomo now expected to include it in the executive budget plan, increasing the chances of it passing. Cuomo says a ban would reduce litter and cut greenhouse gas emissions, but some critics prefer a 5-cent fee. Security being increased at a Manorville school following the discovery of suspicious graffiti in a boy's bathroom. Newsday reports police were called yesterday to Eastport South Manor Junior Senior High School. Following the find, the content of what was written has not been released, but the campus went into a hold-in-place mode, then canceled all after-school activities. The incident remains under active investigation. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.